If you have someone who helps you, say, invest your money, you might presume they're required to do the best thing for you. But that's not exactly true. For years, advisors have only had to clear a low bar when it comes to acting in your interest. And that may change because of a new rule from the Department of Labor. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money, is here. And Jill, this sets my hair on fire. I've had conversations with friends. You have to be a fiduciary, I say. You have to have the client's best interest at heart. And they say everyone's a fiduciary. So explain the confusion here.
In the world of financial advice, there have been two standards of care. One is called fiduciary, which I think is sort of the gold standard, which means that I, as a financial advice giver, must put your best interests at heart. The lower bar is something called suitability, which would mean I'm your friendly insurance salesperson. I'm someone who gives advice in a bank branch. As long as the advice is suitable for you, like you're a woman of a certain age and you want to have a retirement advice, well, then that's okay. But it does not have to be in your best interest. I want to put it in a much clearer example of how suitability is different than fiduciary, okay? You're a young family. You want to save for your kids' education. You go to a broker and you say, we want to use a 529 plan. And the person says, that's great. I can buy you a 529 plan, no problem. And what you presume is that person's going to find you the best 529 plan for you. Under suitability, they don't have to. They can just find any 529 plan, even the one that pays them a commission. Whereas a fiduciary would have to say, hey, young family, just go through the state of Massachusetts or the state of New York. That is what's in your best interest. You'll avoid all the fees. I won't make any money, but that's the best advice for you.
There hasn't been that distinction before. What's about to happen?
The Department of Labor has issued a rule that says we think people who are giving financial advice that has to do with retirement plans have to adhere to the fiduciary standard. And that is the rule they wish to put into place. It's not in place right now. They tried to do this back in 2016. The courts overruled it. They were sued by the insurance industry. And now the Department of Labor has come back and said, we think we got this right. It can hold up to a legal scrutiny. And they're hoping that this goes into effect in the fall.
When these efforts were turned down in the past, it was so hard to form the sentence as we gave the news. You know, they have turned aside attempts to make sure that your investor or somebody who's handling your money in any way is doing it in your best interest. It seemed crazy that wouldn't pass.
And, you know, I want to be clear. There are certain financial professionals that have always adhered to the fiduciary standard. And by the way, I am a certified financial planner, and the Board of Standards only announced back in 2019 that CFP professionals have to actually be acting with the fiduciary standard at all times. So that's the good guys, the CFPs.
And so what should people do briefly? It sounds like you should ask, are you a fiduciary?
I think that's the first important question. Someone says, I think you should buy an insurance policy inside of your retirement account. Okay, great. Are you held to the fiduciary standard? If they say no, it's not to say that you shouldn't do it. It's you should get a second opinion. The second thing is, how do I pay you for your services? And the third is, what experience do you have? Do you hold a credential that's sort of the gold standard, whether it's a certified financial planner, a CPA, a chartered financial analyst, or someone who's a member of the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors? All of those folks have to adhere to the fiduciary standard at all times.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
My pleasure.